AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Pentagon isn't ruling out coordinating with the Taliban on future counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley fought against the Taliban.
This is a ruthless group from the past, and whether or not they change remains to be seen.
But asked directly if the U.S. may have to work with the insurgents against Islamic State militants and others.
It's possible.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin echoed Milley in calling a future relationship with the Taliban hard to predict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal bankruptcy judge gives conditional approval to a potentially $10 billion plan submitted by OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to settle lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis that has killed 500,000 people in the U.S. over the past 20 years. Under the settlement, the Sackler family will give up ownership of the company and contribute $4.5 billion. Three police officers near Denver and two paramedics have been indicted on manslaughter and other charges in the death of a black man, Elijah McClain.
2 years ago, a 911 call was received in Aurora, Colorado, that McClain looked suspicious.
I'm going home.
Relax or I'm going to have to change this situation.
McClain told officers he was just different and didn't have a gun.
Give us some more units. We're fighting them.
McClain was put in a chokehold and injected with a powerful sedative. Attorney General Phil Weiser says McClain's memory will live on as a blessing.
After his death, Colorado continues to lead on law enforcement accountability.
McClain's mother, Shanine, says her son believed humanity matters.
Those that are still working are going to lose their job, and there's a possibility of all of them to go to prison.
The Aurora Police Association says there was no evidence the officers caused McClain's death. I'm Ed Donahue.
One student was wounded in a shooting today at a high school in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Police say they're looking for a suspect. They're not sure if the suspect was also a student at Mount Tabor High. This is AP News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tells WZVN the use of monoclonal antibodies early in a COVID-19 infection helps both the vaccinated and unvaccinated.
We also saw people were getting infected if they were vaccinated. And so it's helped reduce severity, but it's not necessarily means you're not going to ever get infected.
Starting the 16th of this month, his office will impose a $5,000 fine on businesses, schools, and government agencies that require people to show proof of a COVID-19 vaccination. The governor's spokesperson, Taryn Fenske, notes, quote, promises made, promises kept. Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, the only statewide elected Democrat, says DeSantis is retaliating against people who are trying to protect themselves and their communities. Some 15,000 people are hospitalized in Florida with COVID-19, nearly 10 times the number back in June. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.